With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
How did you do it yesterday again?
I just asked the question.
Oh, that's right.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I don't like that.
Well, the question is for Alyssa this morning in Woodland. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
You are a job developer. Uh-oh. So what is that?
So I help individuals with disabilities find employment within our community.
God, you guys are so much better than us.
We've had a lot of great people play Are You Smarter Than Katie this week.
This has been great.
It's too bad you're not playing for more money.
You know what? That's okay. I told Kevin, I'm excited just to play.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Yeah, Katie lost yesterday, so we reset the jackpot to $20. Will you please kick Katie out of the studio for us?
All right, Katie, get the heck out.
All right.
$20 of the jackpot today. You just got to get more questions right than Katie and you'll win. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Gavin, are you ready?
Yes.
Question.
Rain, are you ready?
I am ready. Okay. Kevin, are you ready? Question one. Cardi B leads the pack for the 2019 BET Hip Hop Awards with 10 nominations, including Best Hip Hop Video for Money, Hot Ticket Performer, and MVP of the Year. Cardi has a child with rapper Offset. What is their daughter's name?
What is their daughter's name? Shoot.
Incorrect. 3 seconds.
Three. I don't know.
Two. Okay.
All right. Question two. A young fan of the University of Tennessee didn't have a UT shirt for Spirit Day, so he got creative and made his own. Kids at his school made fun of him for it, and since then, the story's gone viral, and the university has even offered the boy a 4-year scholarship when he graduates high school in 2028. What city is the University of Tennessee located in? Is it Knoxville, Memphis, or Bowling Green?
Memphis?
Question three. Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsley are starting a podcast called Office Ladies geared toward all nostalgic fans of the TV show The Office. Who played Jenna's love interest on the show? Real name.
Oh my God, I freaking love him. Something Kwiatkowski, what's his name?
3 seconds.
Oh, my God, why am I blanking?
Two.
Oh, no.
One.
All right. Question four. Former star of MTV's The Hills, Kristen Cavallari, fired a member of her social media team after posting an insensitive photo on Instagram of her in a low-cut black blazer in New York City on September 11th with the caption, NYC for 24 hours and what a time to be here. Always remember.
Oh, boy.
What is the name of the famous train station at 42nd and Park in Manhattan?
42nd and Park, Manhattan. Oh my God, is it the freaking? Why am I having such a hard time?
3 seconds.
Oh my God.
Three, two.
Yeah, I passed.
One. Wow.
And question five: a new study has found that men and millennials are the least likely to tip. Let us just remind everybody what a millennial is. It is a person between 23 and 38. Baby boomers, who are between 53 and 73, are most likely to tip. Let's say intern Kevin's bill at Red Lobster is $80.
Most likely.
Yes. How much is he leaving a tip for 20%?
For $80?
Correct.
$3 seconds. Three.
$16.
Okay. Katie! See, the reason why his bill would be so high is because Kevin likes to order himself dinner, and then he also likes to order another dinner to go.
Yes.
Am I wrong or am I right?
Right.
I'm right, yeah.
All right, behind the scenes right now, we're doing it live on our Instagram Live. If you want to give us a follow at End1065.
I like how you point to the camera when you say
that. Right, because they're watching.
It's very MTV TRL.
Right. MTV Sports. All right, Katie, you're going for your 287th win today.
Okay. No pressure.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. Cardi B leads the pack for the 2019 BET Hip Hop Awards with 10 nominations, including Best Hip Hop Video for Money, Hot Ticket Performer, and MVP of the Year. Cardi has a child with rapper Offset. What is their daughter's name?
Oh, crap.
3 seconds. Three.
God, it's like treasure or blessed.
One.
I'm going to say blessed.
Culture.
Culture.
With a K.
With a K.
Yeah. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
Question two. A young fan of the University of Tennessee didn't have a UT shirt for Spirit Day, so he got creative and made his own with a piece of paper and attached it to his shirt. Well, kids at his school made fun of him for it, and since then, the story's gone viral, and the university has even offered the boy a 4-year scholarship when he graduates high school in 2028. What city is the University of Tennessee located in? Is it Knoxville, Memphis, or Bowling Green?
I'm going to say Knoxville.
Correct.
Wow. They even made his shirt into an actual UT shirt that you can buy now.
Kidding.
It's such a great
story.
That's very sweet.
Question three. Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsley are starting a podcast called Office Ladies, geared toward all nostalgic fans of the TV show The Office. Who played Jenna's love interest on the show? Real name, please.
John Krasinski.
Correct.
John, that's what it was.
You said his last name was like Potslotsky or something like that. You were nowhere close.
With a K. I know his last name.
No, you didn't. Wait, you thought Potslotsky was his first name? You thought his name was Potslotsky Krasinski? That sounds like the guy who invented a nuclear reactor in Romania or something.
Question four. Former star of MTV's The Hills, Kristen Cavallari, fired a member of her social media team after posting an insensitive photo on Instagram of Kristen in a low-cut black blazer in New York City on September 11th. What is the name of the famous train station at 42nd and Park in Manhattan?
Grand Central Station.
Correct.
Uh-oh!
What's going on with you today, Gavin?
What's going on with you?
Nothing.
Great.
Question five.
Oh my God.
A new study has found that men and millennials are the least likely to tip. Mm. Now, millennials are between 23 and 38, right? Baby boomers between 53 and 73 are most likely to tip. Let's say intern Kevin's bill at Red Lobster is $80.
Okay.
How much is he leaving a tip? At
20%. Oh, God.
By the way, $80 is a low estimate.
20%.
Yes.
Okay.
For a Kevin Red Lobster bill?
Yes.
Man, that's low. What's the most you've ever spent at Red Lobster just on yourself?
Shut up! My God!
$120.
Jesus Christ!
3 seconds!
$20.
Kevin! Oh, Katie, you
have to... Well, how could I concentrate on anything with all the jibber jabber?
It was so chatty in here during that question. I don't know why you're looking at me.
I'm just looking at anybody that seems quasi sane in the room right now.
Talk to your best friend.
I'm glad I'm on the phone. I'm not getting baby's evil eyes.
All right, today's final score.
Well, what was the answer?
$16. You're close. All right, today's final score, Alyssa 1, Katie 3, Katie with the win.
Yeah.
Don't clap for me, Gavin.
How many points did Potslotsky Krasinski get?
You have been nothing but a distraction.
What? Because I'm so handsome?
No.
That's right.
All right. We'll add $20 to the jackpot for Monday. Her record, 287 wins and 55 losses. Alyssa, I am sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
Nope.
Were you being distracted too?
Oh, no. No.
No, I...
Well, okay. Then
I just haven't had my coffee.
That's true.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.